Robbie Williams, of course, and Party Like a Russian. Good afternoon. A very good afternoon to Tracy Whitty, who's listening in Bracknell this afternoon. Yeah, that's you. Hello, darling. Thank you for joining in, a first-time listener on Phoenix FM, mate. Right, OK, special treat for you right now. We have live music in the studio. They're ready and waiting. I think I've got all the right faders pushed up. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome The Insiders.
Darkened state of mind, so let's shake it up and see what we can find. I've never been to China. I need a glimpse of something fine to make me new. But I've ended up in space town, and I wish that I could take another view. Place online, it's looking good. I'd spend a lot of time there if I could. I drive around, enjoy the breeze. A little bit of sun would help me, please. But I find myself in space town, where it's hard enough to grab the things you need. Something bad is coming. Will it take a lifetime to retrieve me? I'm flying by the seat of something. Took away my bone. I'm hoping that my conscience won't deceive me. I've ridden luck, but now it's time to settle up completely. And if my time comes round again, I'll take the dime and find a pen. I'll sing aloud from 1 to 10 deceitly. But meantime, I'm in space town. I don't wanna be in space town. Live it down in space town. I wanna be in space town.
Wow. Gentlemen, what can I say? Thank you very much. Ian, that's a video that you've made recently.
Yeah.
That's Space Town. Just tell us what the story is behind that song, really.
Well, I mean, I think most people know I'm an Essex boy, but I moved down to East London whenever it was. I can't remember. But I've seen so many changes on the Isle of Dogs, which we now call Canary Wharf. And so I just thought I'd better write a song about it, and I got hold of this up-and-coming video director.
Oh, yeah. He's very good, I heard.
And he agreed to come down at great expense and film us on the Isle of Dogs.
So that much expense. Yeah.
It's on Facebook, obviously. We've got the Insiders page and we've got the Ian Birch page. So if you want to have a look at it, you can do that. You can do that while we're talking.
Of course you can. James, welcome for the first time to Phoenix.
Yeah, thank you. Lovely.
How did you two get together?
Well, we met years ago through... just rehearsing, is jamming in London, yeah. A guy called Steve Townsend, who plays in the tribute band circuit, a drummer we know, and we've been kind of doing stuff ever since, yeah.
Wow, and enjoying the experience, and what's the long-term plan then with you two?
Well, we're not getting married.
Okay, I wasn't...
No. I think the official launch for this album will be November 1st, and we'll do a launch
Yeah.
In the way that everybody sort of does it. I mean, James and I are in the process of trying to get a rhythm section together,
mm-hmm.
and we got opportunities to play in Europe.
Wow.
And I haven't told James yet, but someone's asked me if I want to do Buenos Aires.
Wow.
I can't even say it, can I? In Argentina.
Yeah.
So, whatever. I mean, we're available, and we want to take the thing as far as we can. And obviously gigging in Essex.
Of course. Okay, right. Shall we have another tune?
We certainly
should. I'll tell you what, hang on a minute. Should we see if we can periscope this? Should we periscope this? I'm not sure how to do this. Hang on a minute. Let me just bear with me. Tell you what, let's have a quick commercial break, and then we'll come back. Hang on a moment.
On a Plate is Shenfield's best independent and fully licensed cafe, offering the finest locally sourced produce. We only serve the best generously filled sandwiches, rolls and wraps, crispy salads and delicious homemade hearty soups. Not to mention the best cooked breakfast in town, with award-winning sausages available all day. You can find us at 42 Hutton Road, Shenfield, opposite Shenfield Motors. We also have a takeaway and delivery service available. Call us on Brentwood 214 212. On a Plate, Shenfield. Great coffee, great food, great atmosphere.
This Halloween, hot-footed across red hot coals and support your local hospice. It's a wicked twist to the Brentwood Community Firewalk. On Saturday, the 29th of October, you're invited to dress up in ghostly attire while you walk. No tricks, no special effects. With plenty of guidance, you will walk barefoot across hot coals, supporting St. Francis Hospice, who care for local people with life-limiting illnesses. Sign up online at sfh.org.uk. At the Old Brentwoods Club, the Brentwood Community Firewalk.
Come to the ACL Brentwood Night School. Late night learning for hipsters and entrepreneurs. Our evening courses are perfect if you work or do not have free time during the day. Be inspired to start your own business. Discover the world of gin. Learn the right way to market your product. Taste the wonderful world of wine. Knock up the perfect coffee. Write with creativity. Or set sail with an RYA qualification in yachting and more. Have fun. Meet new people and impress your friends by learning something new. At the ACL Brentwood Night School. Enroll today. Call 0330 133 258.
Stone for Home has come to Brentwood. With an extensive range of beautiful kitchens, stone worktops and glass splashbacks. All our worktops are made to measure by skilled craftsmen here in Essex and feature Silestone, Quarella and other leading quartz and granite brands. Showrooms open 7 days a week. Come and see us at Wilson's Corner Brentwood and Dansk Furniture Outlet, Rayleigh. For friendly advice or to arrange a free survey and quotation, call our expert team on 01277 523 965 or see us online at stoneforhome.com.
Phoenix FM.
Busted right away. It made me restless by the day. I'd struck lucky on a disco night. Found a lover right away. I found a lover right away. Took a dive to find my soul. I climbed a mountain, it made me cold. Then I adjusted to the cry. But every new light tells a lie. I'd reflect on times when things went wrong. Found redemption on the way. I took exception all the way. I us an hour worst. But I'll get seasoned if I must. And you can shine or hide away. But I'd take a new light every day. I'm on amber when the times are bright. I can rock and I can sway. But if there's trouble where there's been no light, I'll be gone, and gone right away. I'll be gone, and gone right away. I'll be gone, and gone right away.
Have to say that was just superb and incredible. This Periscope's really good. There were nearly 50 people watching that, and all of them stayed. Wow. That's technology for you. So again, what was the what's the story behind that?
Well, behind New Light, I tell you what, James and I have made two albums together, and this is actually the third, and I think it's called Better Late. And it's just like a fresh start kind of thing. And I think New Light is sort of part of that. And we've developed this sort of bluesy acoustic way of playing that sort of, that really works. So it's just like a typical example of the sort of songs that you can hear on the album if you want to download or buy it.
I see. So you're the principal songwriter, but I take it James has some sort of input into when you're coming playing live, etc., and comes up with some ideas?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
Say yes, James.
Yes, I hope so.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I couldn't do it without him. And people, I mean, I don't mind me saying this, people come to watch James play as much as they come to watch
rubbish.
Me.
Rubbish.
Did you say that right? So what is the songwriting process for you, Ian?
Well, if you want to get a little technical about it, we're using a lot of different open tunings now. And I think with this album, I've always really, really liked people like John Mayer and Ryan Adams.
Yeah.
And for some reason, we went back to... I mean, James is a huge sort of Led Zeppelin, Jimmy Page fan. So we went back to Led Zeppelin 3, specifically, and all those acoustic, open string, open tuning kind of stuff.
All kinds of weird ones.
Yeah, and it came from there. It's a nightmare on stage, because you need about four guitars.
Okay.
But, which we'll have to get round. But it's sort of, it's that, really.
That lovely acoustic sound seems to be coming back a lot, doesn't it? There's a lot of artists using acoustic guitars at the moment,
yeah.
and doing very well with it.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Like, good to see, yeah.
How long, for example, a Spacetown, how long did that take you to put it together in the studio?
2 days.
Oh, as quick as that?
We're quite disciplined, and we work with a wonderful producer called Mike Westergaard, and I think myself, him and James, we've been doing it for a long time, so we're quite a tightly knit group, and I would say probably 2-3 days, we get the stuff done. Get the songs done.
Okay, getting your stuff out there has always been incredibly difficult. If we go back 30 years, it's knocking on record company doors. That doesn't seem to happen so much these days. It's more getting your stuff out there on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter, etc., etc. How difficult are you finding it?
Well, weirdly, I had a meeting with somebody during the week. I don't know if your listeners necessarily need to know all this, but I've got a super hot website guy doing it.
Yeah.
Because I just have to admit that there are some things I'm not that good at.
Yeah, yeah.
So, somebody else, frankly, somebody else will do it, but it will be available on all the usual online outlets.
Okay, all right. Do you want to do one more? Or do you want to have a quick break?
Well, we'll have a break, please.
You'll have a break? Let's have some searches while we break. Tuning, better do this.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with the Beaches Care and Nursing Home, London Road, Brentwood.
Right, the main... I'm starting again in English. The main traffic news story this morning has been the problems on the M25. Good news, it's all gone. All traffic moving nicely now. In fact, it's moved up nicely to queue at Junction 30. Now, not too bad, just usual stuff. Junction 30 is getting better and better. It is going to be finished soon, so they say. Queue coming in from the other side. That is what's causing the queue from the other side as you're coming from the tunnel. That is just the usual stuff back to Junction 2 at the moment. Looking at the A12, not too many, no problems at all. A127, no problems, except there was this earlier accident at Upminster. They're still clearing it away. This is at the junction with Hall Lane and the 127 as it goes into Upminster. A motorcycle and a car went past it earlier. It's not very pleasant. Long queues as you're going up to Gallows Corner, Ardley Green. That's because of the roadworks there, the new bridge. And Brentwood Town Centre, a little bit slow as you come up Brook Street into Brentwood Town Centre, and slow actually as you're coming up the Ongar Road, back past the Donninghurst Road at the moment, up to the wonderful roundabout that is Wilson's Corner.
The Beaches, award-winning care for nursing and dementia care with a good CQC report. Come and talk to us about how life could change for the better. Join us for our open day, refreshments and tours, London Road, Brentwood. Call and book a tour, 690 300.
Yeah, let's start that in English again. Good afternoon to Ian Lee. Thank you for listening, my dear friend.
I like to listen to Mike Jones with a cup of tea and an obnob. My bird don't like him, though, says he gets on his wick.
Taken by a feeling, I started drinking through the night. But this was not a usual fight. There was silence everywhere, descending from the sky, a place where people say goodbye. I got woken by the news, not the kind I'd ever choose. I put on my red shoes, tried to dance away the blues. The songs were always diamonds, your looks beyond compare. I caught you on the TV, I was trying not to stare. But life's a bowl of cherries, you told us we could share. And now you're gone like Elvis, we can't take you anywhere. You took me out of monochrome, but got me into fights, dragged me to a world outside, where all the boys were swinging and the girls had gone insane. Wonders I'll embrace again. But today I just feel sad, slightly numb, not even bad. Thank you so much from the beauties and the facts. The songs were always diamonds, your looks beyond compare. I caught you on the TV, I was trying not to stare. Cause life's a bowl of cherries, you told us we could share. And now you're gone like Elvis, we can't take you anywhere. This town, and you were great to have around. And I'll remember all the visions and the sounds. You're haunting every moment, your voice is in the air. Some people want to go out, and my keys are on the stairs. But life's a bowl of cherries, you told us we could share. And now you're gone like Elvis, we can't take you anywhere.
That's better. Right, let me just stop that. I hope you enjoyed those, all of you watching on the Periscope. I don't know how to stop it. I know. I've got to do that. Swipe it down and that's it. Right, okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Almost out of time. Ian, what was that song about?
We wrote it at the beginning of the year after David Bowie died. And there were a couple of sort of references to him in terms of the songs and the work that he did, and we just tried to keep a balance between letting people know that it's clearly about the passing of Bowie, but that this is like a standalone song as well. So hopefully it works on both levels.
Okay, right. What is next for you immediately?
I'm going outside and have a fan.
No, don't say that. No. After that, I meant musically, what is next?
What's next? Well, we're going to launch the album at the beginning of November.
Right.
We're trying to get a rhythm section together. And I've got a few bits and pieces going on in Europe, as I said. It's all guns blazing and back to the good old railway in Southend.
Okay.
At some point.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say that. You've got some gigs lined up.
Yeah. But it will all be sort of local and Essex kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you can follow our progress online.
And how do we do that? Where do we follow your progress online?
Well, the Insiders have a Facebook page.
Okay.
And Ian Birch and James Hender have their own Facebook pages. And most things go on there. And the insidersband.co.uk will be the show.
Yeah, because there's an American band with the same name, isn't there?
We
put UK on there, don't you?
Yeah, we did. But you can link into the website from the Insiders Facebook page.
Okay. Gentlemen, James, I haven't asked you much. Have you enjoyed this afternoon?
It's been great, yeah. It's a lovely experience.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you both very much for coming in.
It's a pleasure.
The album's out imminently, so obviously we're going to be playing tracks on that when it comes out.
Oh, thank you very much.
And, we'll look forward to that. And best of luck. And let us know when you're gigging next year. And come back and see us next year. With the next album,
okay. Okay, we're still recovering from the third, from this one, but yeah, of course, it would be an absolute pleasure.
All right, gentlemen, thank you very much indeed. Right, I need to do this.
Phoenix FM Events Guide.
Right, coming up, we've got an autumn jumble sale tomorrow. That runs from 11 till 2 o'clock. This is at St George's Church in Ongar Road, Brentwood. Come by your usual autumn winter fashions. Don't ask which year. Books, DVDs, the usual stuff. 30p to get in at George's Church, Ongar Road, Brentwood, 11 till 2. Tomorrow as well. Sorry, beg your pardon, on Sunday at 2:30 is a screening of Battle of the Somme. This is at Billericay Cine. Billericay's not-for-profit community cinema. This is at Billericay Library, 143 High Street, Billericay. £5 to get in there. If you like more info, just go on to billericaycine.com, all one word. Now then, Monday the 24th to 30th of Sunday the 30th of October, it's Hopefield Halloween. Now, this is Hopefield Animal Sanctuary. This is at Sawyers Hall Farm, Sawyers Hall Lane in Brentwood. Trick-or-treating, arts and crafts, haunted barn walk, costumes contest, creepy crawl. Adults are £5, children £4. It's half term, of course. It's free for the under threes. If you'd like more information on that, please go to Hopefield Animal Sanctuary. They were here guests on the programme recently, and find out all the information you'd like there. Right, that's it. Don't forget, if you'd like more information on events guides, then all you've got to do is radio at phoenixfm.com. Coming up in the next hour, lots and lots of good stuff coming right up. Don't go away, whatever you do. The news is next.
For more details about these events and many more happening in your local area, go to phoenixfm.com and click on Events Guide.
On the hour, across...